Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. We are going to talk about pretty privilege, the ugly truth about pretty privilege. There are so many societal beauty standards and beauty biases, and evaluation of attractiveness is so important in society. Unfortunately, it's affecting all of us. Combined together, these factors create the perfect storm. Everyone is critiquing each other, how they look, how they rank. It creates the opportunity for pretty privilege. While the term pretty privilege has been a thing for a while, the significance of it and how it's affecting the younger members of society especially has come up due to TikTok users. You've heard of brain versus brawn, but what about beauty? What about attractiveness? So in this podcast, let's talk about whether or not pretty privilege truly exists, how it can affect people's perceptions of men and women, and what it means for you. What does it mean to be evaluated by the way you look? And why do we do that as humans? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Evolutionarily, that's the number one way that people kind of had the ability to assess a future mate or a future companion by looking at their physical attributes. The brain, you know, the brain and eyes can translate a lot from looking at the appearance of a person's overall health. You can tell if someone has frailty, weakness, if they're robust, if they have good circulation, if they have proportional symmetric features. These are things that unconsciously have been evolutionarily bred into our brains to help us determine whether mating with a certain other partner would make us genetically viable offspring and give us potential for success. Evolution is about survival of the fittest, and sometimes being the most attractive means that you also have an attractive gene pool. Pretty privilege is the idea that a person's attractiveness, according to conventional beauty standards of today, can get them better treatment and land them more opportunities. And as shallow as it seems, it's a real thing. It exists. Whether you're getting drinks bought for you or getting famous on a platform because you're cute, we've all seen it happen. But now I think people are much more aware of the power of pretty privilege and the fact that it infiltrates our brains and how we interact with the people around us. The hashtag pretty privilege has over 250 million views on TikTok alone. And some users claim that pretty privilege does not exist, while others say it's because they've been conventionally attractive their whole life and they just don't know what it is to be on the other side of the story. There are two sides to the glow up. If you're someone who has had a period of unattractiveness in your life, like I think we all have during those dumpy adolescent years where you're dorky and disproportional and awkward and lots of acne and breakouts and no confidence, and then you transition into, hopefully by the time you're in your 30s, someone who's a little more secure and confident with themselves. But understanding that the way you look affects how people interact with you is important. Studies show that attractive people are more likely to get jobs, interviews, promotions, and higher wages. And other studies show that pretty privilege is actually the result of evolution. According to forensic neuropsychologist Judy Ho, there's a correlation between attractiveness and biological strength. So attractiveness is equivalent to having healthy, strong genes. Evolutionarily, we're bred and inbred and genetically told by our brains that more attractive equals better gene pool, and that is what is sought after. Even infant newborn babies that have no cultural imprinting, they're freshly birthed, are more attracted to an attractive face. If you show them images of two faces, the more proportional, conventionally beautiful face is more likely to soothe irritated newborn babies, and their eyes are more likely to be drawn to it. It's so interesting that this is knit into the evolution of our neurons and our brain structure. Some psychologists say that pretty privilege is thanks to the halo effect. And the halo effect happens when a person has one good trait and you begin to associate other good traits with the first one. So in this case, much of society believes that if you're beautiful, that must also mean you're smart, kind, funny, talented. You get the halo effect. You look good and everyone needs to believe what you're saying if you're an influencer, right? Am I right? Unconsciously, we want people to succeed and we want pretty people to have all of the perfect fairy tale attributes that we think they should have from the fairy tale. It's important to kind of assess your brain's thinking when you look at an attractive person and break down, why are you giving them the benefit of the doubt? How do you not know that this is not a selfish, callous, you know, self-absorbed person who is good looking? Why does your brain give them the benefit of the doubt? When you're in a bar, at a party, looking across the room, your eye gravitates to the most attractive potential person that you could potentially interact or mate with, right? That's what evolution is telling your brain to do. But maybe your eye is not drawn to the more quiet, shy, withdrawn, less attractive person who may actually be the better life partner or life mate. It's important to evaluate your brain and how it looks at beauty and privilege. And who benefits? In Western culture, those who benefit from pretty privilege are typically those who conform to the beauty standards of society. And while many of us have our own caliber of what's attractive, common ideals typically are very European and Caucasian-based beauty standards. And this means you need to be tall, young, thin, and white. If you are, chances are you're considered more attractive than the average person. Taller people make more money. Did you know that? It's a true thing. Pretty people tend to make more money. Women tend to make less money, of course, than men, and that's more of a sexist issue. But if left unchecked, pretty privilege can create internalized bias in inappropriate situations. And there's so many cons that occur. There are so many negatives to pretty privilege. The lack of diversity, the damaging of self-esteem, the lack of accountability, the development of entitlement, all of these things. With most systems of privilege, beauty bias creates no room for inclusion. So companies who provide products and services to only attractive people, they are amplifying their brand as actively excluding those who don't fit the standard. And we've seen so many companies go down in the last few years because of their lack of diversity, lack of inclusivity, and the fact that what they project as beautiful onto the rest of the world is mainly European features, skinny women, women with, you know, lack of ethnic definition. For example, Victoria's Secret, not including plus-size models in their campaigns, and then including them, but in a very insincere way. Or for example, Abercrombie, only hiring really super gorgeous models that look like, you know, GQ, excluding people with diverse ethnic nature. Lack of diversity is very punishing in systems of privilege. Damaging your self-esteem. As an effect, the lack of inclusion enforces the idea that there is a beauty standard. It leads to a detrimental view in regards to your self-esteem and your self-worth. We need to start seeing representation of ourselves on camera, on television, and movies in order to start reinforcing the idea that our features matter and can be beautiful. For so long, as an Indian female growing up, I had no one to watch on television. Like, who were my role models? Like the girls from Charlie's Angels, the girls from 90210. You know, the girls from the OC, Gossip Girl, all of these girls were cute, skinny, white, typical girls. No, never did I see an Indian girl on television ever until Mindy Kaling. And that kind of gave me permission to think that, wow, an Indian girl can be on TV, an Indian girl can be beautiful, an Indian girl can be recognized by Western culture as beautiful outside of her own culture. So important that we do that for our youth, especially as society in general becomes more diverse and more blended. And sometimes the lack of accountability that we give to beautiful people is crazy. In some cases, you find that conventionally attractive people get away with things much more so than others. That pretty girl at work who's constantly like goofing off, shirking work, and someone's having to carry her burden. guys too. Ted Bundy, very attractive serial murderer, but, you know, escaped being captured for a long time because people assumed the best of an attractive, tall, handsome, fit guy. Studies show that those who experience pretty privilege are more prone to developing narcissistic traits and entitlement. And that is already so rampant in our culture today. Our youth today have so much entitlement. Some examples of the narcissistic traits you can get from having pretty privilege would be superiority complex, expecting excessive admiration, always needing praise, a disregard for other people's boundaries, and manipulative behavior. I feel like I'm describing a Kardashian show right now, right? Am I right? This has almost become an ideal that our youth are watching people on these reality shows behave in this manner, and it's almost like normal and a wanted type of position to be in. It's something that people strive to achieve these days. I think it's crazy. I think we've lost all sense of teaching young people about character, about strength of integrity, about the need to work hard, about pursuing the greater good in life and trying to have a life of meaning instead of a life of entitlement. So as we're watching these things on social media and hitting the like button, just kind of remember, like, what are we reinforcing for the young people out there? Those who experience pretty privilege argue that they have some difficulties. And, you know, we have to be sympathetic to that. The excessive attention can lead to dangerous situations. So more attention isn't necessarily a good thing. And you can be born beautiful and feel like people constantly underestimate who you are and what you're capable of. Pretty privilege can lead to unwanted attention or sexual harassment by peers, colleagues, strangers. It can be difficult to bond or connect genuinely with friends or lovers, as there may be some element of jealousy or pettiness that human nature, you know, you feel selfish that you dislike someone a little bit because they're so much more beautiful than you. I think that's human nature. And the pretty girl always has the slightly uglier friend that she hangs out with, right? And the weird interaction that that creates over time gives difficulty with bonding. Sometimes pretty privilege means you're not taken seriously. For example, business coach, TikTok influencer Shai Lee states that pretty girls are not taken seriously at their jobs and are often waved off as being incapable. And that's thanks, you know, to this harmful dialogue that pretty women are shallow and ditzy. We need to break that too. As an attractive person in surgery and facing everyday challenging situations with men on boardrooms, men CEOs, men who are chairman of other departments of surgery, I have to feel confident that when people look at me, even if they see some element of attractiveness, that they're listening to my words and my intelligence and my logic first and foremost. And for me, I think I want to develop a strong character skill set because beauty will change. Beauty will not last. Beauty is ephemeral. Aging is happening to every single one of us every single day. And you really cannot keep up with perfection. You need to learn self-acceptance. And one of the best ways to do this is to invest in resources that give you confidence. Training, intelligence, and strength and skills that are going to make you feel valued and worthwhile. And something that no one can take away from you, your education. Things that can stand up to these pressurized situations where people want to judge you, but you deliver strong, intelligent words and meaning, and that translates. And people have to give you the benefit of the doubt. We can't assume that beauty is separate from intelligence. In fact, the most beautiful thing is an intelligent woman speaking her mind and being positive and confident in who she is. Some final words. While pretty privilege does exist, it has the potential to affect everyone, those who experience it, those who don't. And what's the real solution? Is, of course, don't judge a book by its cover. You have to unlearn your beauty biases on a psychological level. You have to notice when the media is conditioning you. And today's beauty standards are slowly being challenged and dismantled. And I think it's so important in aesthetics that we start to evaluate that and teach people to honor their essential identity and their ethnicity and their individuality. It's important to not create cookie cutter images of each other and make women feel that they have to live up to a certain standard of beauty to be appreciated and to be loved as they're aging. We have to dismantle that. We have to take down these unrealistic beauty standards and realize that true beauty, of course, starts from within. So there you have it, guys. That's my little diatribe on pretty privilege. What is it? How to see it, how to recognize it happening, and how to fight it, how to stand for something bigger and better for all of us. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on Tuesdays and Fridays doing a 5-Minute Friday podcast, quick teaching on beauty hacks, wellness, longevity, all the things you need to know to be a successful, attractive human. And you can find our Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com, where you can find all our amazing skincare products. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.